Zeche Nishmas Avi Mori Yaakov Ben Yisrael Pinchas Zeche Nishmas Daniel Shein and Vas Yeshua Falak. Okay, good morning everybody. Okay. Everyone can put on their cameras so I can see everybody. It's always best that we can see each other. That's always the best thing. Okay, so so the last thing we were going to do was look at the Shulchan Aruch, right? And see, we saw the various Rishonim about Halal HaShulchan. We're talking about the Basar B'Cholov. We want to know what about Treifa, what about Chametz B'Pesach, what about all these other things. So let's see how it appears in Shulchan Aruch. So, Shaz Shulchan Aruch here on page 13. Afil basa chayiv of osel aloso ala shulchan. Even chaya, an oaf, is her halah, right? We said, even though the Gemara's mashma, it's only if you hold oaf is the raisa. We hold oaf is the rabbanah, but it's still osel. Lalos al shulchan, as we saw the placey. So that was. And he quotes the, we saw Rafael Cohen pointed to us yesterday, he quotes the Rambam's, the Ran's opinion, that it's not like Rashi, that it's Nagiyah, it's that you'll come to eat it together. Meaning, because whenever there's something on the table, you take a little of this, you take a little of that, you take, you know, everything on the table you take and you put in your plate. That's the minig ha'oichlam. Okay? So let's see now what the Shach says. So take a look here on page 13. Also, lalos al shulchan. Nira davke baser. Also, lalos al shulchan. Shochal cholov o ipcha. So he quotes the Rishona that we saw the other day, that only we saw this in the Ran, right? As he quotes, only baser becholov, because baser is something that you normally eat, and cholov is something you normally eat. Teishkol echad heter b'fnei atzma. Mutol lalos baser nevel al shulchan shochal cholov. Baser ksheira. But if you're on the table and you're eating meat, and somehow you have treif meat in your house. Why do you have treif meat in your house? I don't know. Kasher and a maisi. You have a non-kosher. You have a cleaning lady. She brought her lunch and she put it on the table, and you're eating your lunch. So according to the Ran, that's okay because you're not. You know, you know to stay away from the treif food.
Okay. Mute your microphones.
Yeah.
Cool.
Okay, let me.
Melanie, you need to mute. Someone's microphone is making noise.
We need to mute.
They can mute themselves.
Okay.
But that means they can't talk.
Yeah, no, I allow them to mute themselves.
So. Oh, okay. Good. Okay. Then we saw, the Shach is going to quote all the Rishonim that we saw. The first thing we saw was the Ran, that makes a distinction between Basar B'Cholov and Treif and Nevela. Now we're going to see the Rush and the Dorim. Mash Kosov a Rush with Perushal and the Dorim. Kame Muda Hanon B'Chaveira Ochel Imo Al HaShulchan. Vezel L'Shonov Lo Chashin Hashem Yochel Imo. The cave is a dear Mustamasonim Zed Zed, Fay Mishneach, the Sonoim Ochem Al HaShulchan Echad, Zabosov Zed Gvina. Icon Lashona. And the next thing is that we saw is that that if you murder Hana, you say you're not going to get Hana from somebody, so then you can eat at the table with them. Why? Because Mustafa, if you're saying you murder Hana from somebody, obviously you don't like him, and you're going to, and therefore, Mustafa Sonim Zedzat Fei. So therefore, it shouldn't be a problem that you're going to come to eat from his food because you don't like him. Then, Mashmad Afil Mashari Surim Nami Dina Hachi. So what about the Rush? The Rush is saying that's not only Basa B'chalav, right? Because that's why he has to come into this explanation that Nudar Hana is because Mustami are not going to eat from each other. But why doesn't he just say that it's not Basa B'chalav? That's the Shach's Kasha. V'yishlom in the Darim Kevin Ve'ino Osir El Mitzad Nidro Chashuv Ki Basa B'chalav. In other words, because the Darim is really like Basa B'chalav, because the Darim is kosher food. You just took a neder. So the Darim, there might be a reason to say that it's Osir, because you might come to eat. So therefore, you need a counter Svara to say that it's Mutter, because Mestama Sonim Zedzeh. And then we saw the Rashba and the Tshuva. It's amazing. We showed him, the Shach is going through each one and one. And then what did the Rashba and the Tshuva? By Chometz B'Pesach. Right? The Goy brings Chometz into your house. So he says, then you shouldn't have it at the table. Pesach HaShulchan Aruch. So why is that? So what is the Shach saying? Why have my chametz and Yisrael also laloso imo al shulchan? So based on the rules that we've said, I don't know. Well, why is the what should have been the din? In other words, the Shach is being like apologetic. He says he's trying to explain why is that so. Right, by chametz bePesach. Right, because the Rashba is here on page 11. From Vada also lost also a shulchan. The Korva Dov Lov of the Pshia. It can come to Pshia. So he's. Because. I mean, that was in the Rashba itself. Chashuv kibasim cholov shalom ha'echad b'fneyatzmo. So this is heter b'fneyatzmo. Shari surim is moda. So this is also heter, right? Or no, you could say this is iser. Whereas, based on the rules that we said till now, what should be the din of Chometz B'Pesach? Should that be Osir or Mutter to be on the Shulchan? Well, it's a Dover. What would you say?
Usually Mutter.
What?
Usually something you eat.
It should be Mutter. Why, it should be Osir or Mutter?
It's usually something you eat, so it would be Osir.
It would be Osir. Right. But so what's the problem? Why is the Shach being bothered? It's like he's being bothered. Why is the Rashba being machmir? Why is the... that it's usher? You're saying that, of course it should be usher, because why? You're saying it should be usher b'svara, Eli?
I think if you're saying that it's only a part of usher b'chala, then you have to come on to a reason why it would be usher. That reason would be that, I guess, the same reason...
Because usher b'chala is davar heter, so this is davar isser, so it should be... It's pashut, it should be usher. So it's a little hard to understand why is he like Vahad the Kosov is mashma that he's trying to explain. Why does the Rashba aser it? It should be aser. Okay. Period the Hasam Mishum Chumrin the Chomish Ken Chomish Basher Rachel Kushal Luis Arv. Yep. Which goes of Rashim Tain Afil Behefsik Mapak aser.
There should be no
Isser Halah,
it's always
awesome.
It's not
Heter Beheter. It should be, so the Pashtus says it should be an Isser Halah or no Isser Halah? There should be an Isser Halah or there shouldn't be an Isser Halah?
There shouldn't be.
Why?
Because it's Isser, it's not
Heter Beheter,
it's not like Basu Kapala, Heter Beheter.
It's Isser, so you'll...
But then that's what he's saying, only because of...
In other words, it's Isser, so therefore you'll stay away, so it should be. So you're saying, so therefore, it should be mutter to be on the table, right? It should be right. Better saying right. In other words, it's a dover iser, so therefore, no, it's like chazir, so people know to stay away. So therefore, it should have been mutter to be on the shulchan, right? So therefore, he has to explain why it's aser. It's aser because chametz is also b'mashu, and something could come in, right? Then he quotes the Orchas Chaim. Okay, maybe Bidivya Orchas Chaim.
Rabbi, the whole story is from Chomet Zila Dimitri Nay.
Why? I don't hear you.
What?
What are you saying?
They should have the same story as possible. Chomet should be the same as possible. All of Chomet Zila Dimitri Nay.
Yeah, but Tosis says that, but on the other hand, you could say that it's a Dover Isser now, so people will know to stay away. It's not like Basu B'cholov that it's a Dover Heter. Here it's a Dover Isser B'Pesach, so you'll know to stay away, so then it should be... But, right, so... But you, right. Right, yeah, okay, but that's what he's saying. But then, what does the Orchas Chaim say? Achei Midivei Orchas Chaim Shehevi... If the guy wants to eat chametz, bebeis Yisrael mutter, feel al shulchan Yisrael, right? Right. That's the Orchas Chaim. Take a look. Take a look on page. On page 12. Because there's a few rosa akum liknos chametz v'lochol beis shol shol mutter. A few al shulchan echad. He says it's mutter. So what's pshat in the Orchas Chaim? He argues with the Rashba. So let's see what he said. Chay b'divrei Orchas Chaim shehevi habeis Yosef shalom lo mash mechachid mechor shakos of shalom imrotza agoy lechol chomet b'beis Yisrael mutter v'afil al shulchan Yisrael kol v'ador v'lahatir zeh matzav v'chomet dumi d'shneich senoim ad kanu b'dihitir mitayme dumi d'shneich senoim d'afka m'chal z'firlei d'afil dover shu osur p'nei atzmo osur l'halos imo al shulchan. Right? He's saying that because it's like shneach senoim. Well, in other words, like two people. So they don't, like that's the halacha here in Shulchan Aruch. Take a look on page. On page 15. Had the also lalos al shulchan dafke b'shnei b'nei adam hamakirim zed ze. Afila hey makpidim zel ze. Avachsanaim shei makirim zed ze. In other words, if you have two people that don't know each other, so then you don't have to worry. Right? So he's saying that So what's the svar of the Issur Heter? It's like Shnei Achsanoim. Let's see, one second, let's go back to the Issur Heter. So what is he saying? It's dafka when you don't know the guy? Is that the idea? It's dafka when you don't know the guy. So it's mashma, if you know him, it would be asa. Even though it's a dover iser, and maybe you say lo b'dili, you know. So he's saying, so let's see what he says. B'dili b'tayim dum d'shnei achsenoim, d'afka, if it mach mwal, does feel like the field dover shuk also b'fnei atzim also lalo simon l'shulchan. K'mokam d'ivri aran d'ivri. So he says he thinks that the Orchas Chaim would argue with the Ran. Because the Ran is saying that a dover heter, it's only basa b'cholov that, but Dover Isser, there's no problem. Here he's saying Dover Isser would have been a problem. It's just over here, it's like Shnei Achsenoim. So, but he still thinks that the Iker Halacha is like the Ran. So therefore, if you're eating, and you say you have a painter in your house, and he brings his lunch, and you have your lunch, and he's having a lunch break, and he has his non-kosher sandwich, so you could eat together. Because you know that his stuff is treif. And even though you know him, you might be friendly with him. I mean, if the painter stays in the house long enough, you can be friendly with him. You know? So, but it's still going to be mutter to do on the shulchan at the same time, because you know that his stuff is not kosher, you're not going to come to take any of his stuff. Gam nearly the Orchas Chaim model is there. L'shayni hosam da lechem yichya ha'adam. And he says, and even the Orchas Chaim, he thinks, is going to be mater. In other words, that he's moda, that Dover Isser is, even though it's mashma that he's saying Dover Isser is going to be. The only reason it's mutter is because Shnei Achsenoim. It wouldn't be Shnei Achsenoim. It would be Aser. He says, no, maybe bread is different. Bread is different. Because bread is the main thing of people eat. So by bread, if you're eating matzah, he's eating bread, so therefore the Orchas Chaim says you can't be on the table. If it's Shnei Achsenoim, it's mutter, but if it would be Shnei Achsenoim, it would be Osir. But it's Dover Isser. The answer is, it's bread. Bread mimom machmir, my bread. It's interesting because in those days, you know, bread was the main staple of life. Like, us Americans are not bread eaters. If it wouldn't be for the halacha that we have to wash on Shabbos, we would probably never eat bread kamat. I mean, okay, we eat pizza, whatever you, different shiloh, what pizza is. But we're not bread. Somebody told me once that Rav David Feinstein said in Europe, a milchik meal meant you take a piece of bread and you smear it with milchik schmaltz. And a fleishik meal meant you take a piece of bread and you smear it with fleishik. But the main thing was the bread. What made the difference between milchiks and fleishiks, Rav David Feinstein was saying, is what do you smear it with? You know, do you smear it with butter? Do you smear it with the fat of meat. Today the bread is not, you know, the bread is not our main thing. I mean, that's a kasha people ask. You know, the whole idea that we make hamotzi and we pater all the other things. You know, I think they once asked Rav Shlomo Zalman like this. You know, today it's a little bit more difficult because today it's not really the ikar of the meal, really. Even when we eat it on Shabbos, we just eat it on Shabbos to be yotzei zayin, and then we get to the part that we really like. You know. Okay, but he's saying this, so that's why bread, that was what Aruch HaShem saying, bread is more machmir, so therefore you can't have him eat bread unless, but the only heter is if it's shneach senoim that don't know each other, then it could be mutter. Okay. So that's another point that he makes. And then look, basically this is a great shach, because the shach like summarizes like all the different Rishonim, from the Ran and the Aruch HaShem, and you know, all those shittas that we saw, he brings down the whole thing and puts it all together. So he thinks Bikur HaDin is like the Ran. That's only Basar B'Cholov, except maybe for bread is more Chomer. Okay, so let's take a look now in the Rabbi Kiva Eger on page 14. It says Rabbi Kiva Eger, "Also la'alos v'lo mahani lahamir etzlo shomer sheshkiach alav." He says you can't in other words, you can't say I'm going to have milk and meat on the table at the same time and I'll point somebody to be a shomer, that I won't make a mistake. The Gan HaMelech says that. But what's the reason? Rav Avram? Levit? Shlita? Avram? You have to look in the Sefer in the Ginas Varadim. There's a Sefer Ginas Varadim of Avram Halevi Mitzrayim. At the end of that Sefer, he has a kuntres called Gan HaMelech. So we have to look up what's the reason that a Shomer doesn't work. Usually we say a Shomer doesn't work because he can forget. You know, the Shomer needs a Shomer, so to speak.
If you have Beis Tails, one is a Shomer of the other, right? You have
what?
They have two tails. It's like the case of the husband and wife.
Yeah.
Like the husband and wife who are close.
Yeah.
You have Beis Tails. That itself is with Shmira, isn't it?
Yeah, I'd like to see. We would have to look it up in the Gan HaMelech to see exactly what his svara is. Maybe it's what you're saying. And then on page 15, the Shach says, at the end of Sifkat Beis, he says, "V'fiza also lalos lechem shel Israel ashulchan." He says that lechem is also, the basa b'cholov is something more chomer, and lechem is more chomer. So if you have basa b'cholov, that's more chomer, because it's kosher food. And he says, and lechem is also very, very frequently consumed, so therefore you have to be more machmir, that on chametz b'pesach, if a goy is coming to your house,
Not to, so then you can't have you eat the, your Pesach dikka food and the guy eats his sandwich on the same table. The Rashba gives them because there can be crumbs that can fall into your food. He's saying no, because it's more common to eat bread. So and that's what the Shulchan Aruch says here on page 15. It says, Hada osur lahaloso ala shulchan dafka b'shnei b'nei odom hamakirim zed zeh. But was it has to be talking about two people who know each other. So you have some measure of camaraderie. Afilu hei makpidim zeh al zeh. Even though they're not necessarily lending their food to everyone else. About achzanoim she'imakim zedzeh. Achzanoim means that a guy has an inn, and different people are coming to the inn. So they're sitting at the same table eating, but they don't really know each other. So then there's not a chashash that they're going to come to share food with each other. And he says, and even afil makim. Right, this is a halacha in Basa B'cholov that even if you know each other, but you're eating on your own cloth. Or even if you're eating on the same cloth, but you're putting in a heker between the two of you. That's, you know, we have that of the Sefer Madari Asher discusses this halacha with the halacha we have in Hilchas Nida. And in Hilchas Nida, we know there's a halacha that if you're eating at the table with your wife, and she's a Nida, and it's only the two of you at the table, then you have to put a heker between the two of you. So that's so you have to put a heker on the table. So that's this same halacha that Babasa Bechalov. If you're you're eating with your friend, you're eating lunch together, and he's eating pizza, and you're eating burgers and grill, and you're eating together in the apartment. So he's a good friend of yours. So you know each other. So then you should either be eating in a separate mappa. Or you could put a heker between the two of you. You know, to remind you. Just like when you're eating with your wife and she's an Eda, you have to put a heker between the two of you. To remind you that she's an Eda. Because eating together is camaraderie. If there's other people there, that's much less camaraderie. When you're two of you alone, that's more camaraderie. Rav Abadi once told me a chiddush. He thought that if you're eating at a restaurant, so a restaurant, there are a lot of people around. But if you have a private table for you and your wife, so that's a very, you know, that's an intimate setting. That the two of you are, you know, they have the, in the restaurants, they have a table for two. So a table for two, even though there are 100 people in the restaurant, but a table for two. Everybody thinks if your wife is needy, you need a heker on the table. There's some Rishonim that say the whole din of a heker is only when it's a small table. Because you have a big table, a big Shabbos table, and your wife are leading there alone during the week. And it's not as intimate as... So he thought, some people don't realize this, that they think, you know, once there are people around, it's mutter. But everybody thought that's only if they're at your table. But if you have a special table for two... So that's much more intimate than other things, and then there should be a heker on the table. Rav Rashi just says it should be like a tefachai, like a flashlight, you know, something like that, or a little toy, a cell phone maybe. A cell phone's a little bit less, but okay. Yeah, it depends how you position it, maybe. It depends what type of phone you have. If you have a, you know.
say it's a Xera to Hergel Dover, and like that's not really shaykh in a restaurant.
No, but the Hergel Dover is that afterwards you're gonna. There was. We're afraid by Hilchas Nida, it means that we're afraid that since you're together at the table, that's going to cause a closeness, and then you're going to forget that she's a Nida, and then you're going to go and be intimate with her.
Right.
And then, so therefore, we want that you should have a constant reminder when you're at the table that she's a Nida, so that won't cause that intimacy and forgetfulness. And by Bosu B'cholov, there's a similar thing. There, it's not what's going to happen later. Here, Bosu B'cholov, we're afraid it's going to happen now at the table. That you're going to come and, share food with each other.
But would the separate mafa be would that be allowed? Would that be suffice as a hecker, even if it's something that's always on the table? It has to be something, it only works if it's something that's not usually there.
Yeah. Right, it's mustaber. It should be something that's you would have to check for to make sure. It's mustaber. It should be something that's usually not there. Because if something that's always there, then you don't notice the hecker. That's what the Ramah. Dafke ein ochim menapas hamudach beinem hecker. Because if you have a piece of bread on the table, like a roll, but it's not a roll that you're eating. It's just a roll that's there to as a hecker. That can be a hecker too. Something that's normally not there. Menorah or shard dvarim shal hashulchan davi hecker. Okay. So this is the take a look on page 16 in the Prima Gadim in the Mishpat Zav on page 16. He says, Kazav Shud Beis Yaakov, Simon Yud Beis, the Misha Ochel Basar. That somebody's eating basar, so tzarch lishos sheishos. The word say you ate meat and now you have to wait 6 hours. Lo yeshev eat mishal ochel gvina. So then you shouldn't eat. You shouldn't sit at a table with somebody who's eating cheese, because maybe he'll just share with some cheese with you, and you are supposed to be waiting 6 hours. But he says, Lori Isi Misha. So the Prima Gadim says, Lori Isi Nishar Mizeh. He doesn't think people are machmir on this. Maybe it's a gzeirah l'gzeirah, because eating, you could have come to eat it, and even if you do eat it, the whole 6 hours is not the ikr, is not possible b'chol of Doraisa. So maybe it's an extra chumrah, so therefore maybe that's why we're not makbid on that so much. In other words, if you ate 6 hours, you ate meat and then cheese for 6 hours, so you could sit at a table with somebody who's eating pizza. Because we're not afraid. It's like a gzera l'gzera. Now it's interesting, the Gemara in Shabbos on page 18 compares this to the question whether if a woman is a Nida and she's in bed with her husband, but she's wearing clothing and he's wearing clothing. So we hold you're not allowed to do that, right? But the question is, maybe that's a hecker. In other words, it's first of all, each person has their own mind, so they'll remember. And the fact that you're in bed wearing clothes, you see, in those days, they didn't have, like, pajamas like we have today. So people were in bed together. They were basically without clothes. They were covered up, but they were out without clothes. So the question is, so obviously if your wife is in need, you're not allowed to be in bed with her without clothes, both of you, right? But what if you were wearing clothes? So that's already doing something not normal because you're wearing clothes. So maybe, so the Gemara wants to know, what if you're wearing clothes and she's wearing clothes and you're in the same bed together? So we pass, so the Gemara has a discussion. The Gemara has a discussion and we assume halacha, you're not allowed to do that. But it's a double thing because each one will. It's not. You see, when you hear, each one will remember that the other one is that she's Anita. So you have two people who could remind each other. And there's a she noise because you're wearing clothes in bed, which is not the norm. So, the Gemara wants us to know: is that okay or not? So the Gemara leaves off, you know, not sure. And we pass the halacha: you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to do that. So the Gemara wants to know, what about by Basim Chalav? He says, Hasam Deus Ika Shino Leka. You see, over there, the Basim Chalav case is more chomer because there's no shinoi. You're eating meat, he's eating milk, there's no shinoi. Wearing clothing in bed, that's a shinoi. So in both cases, you have two people at the table, eating, one eating basar, one eating chalav. So you have deos, each one has their own recognition of what's going on that could stop the mistake. But in either case, there's shinoi and deos. So it's more svara to be made though. So that's what the Gemara was saying. In the end, we assume that even in the Nida case, where there are two svaras to be mako, that is, there's deus and there's shinoi, afopikein, it's asur. So if you look at the Darkei Tshuva here, page 19, I am behetev, Tshuva is based Yaakov, the Misha Ochel Basur, Hinei Midvar Mashra, Dafka Misha Ochel Achshav Basur. Right, that was the thing about, is it dafka, two people eating one milk and one meat? What about the sick, one person is just a 6-hour person? Right, that's what we just saw. So he says that it's also asa. So that we saw already. And then if we look here on page 20, Sifkot Yud Ches, he says, I am Simon. Sefer Beged Lilbosh, Rechidush on the Simon Zer, Shehivi, Raya Midivre Hashas, Talobahani Heker Rach Mishnei Bnei Odom. That Heker is only by, in other words, say you're eating meat and there's milk on the table, but there's no one else there. You're eating alone. And you put a Heker there. But there's no Shnei Deos because there's no other person at the table. What would be the din there? In other words, in other words, you need dafka, deus, and shinoi. The heker makes a shinoi. But do you need shnei deus also, or not? Like in the Nida case, you have heker and shnei deus, it's still asur. But by basar b'cholov, what's the din? If you put a heker there, but you're alone. If there are two people at the table, one is eating basar, one is a cholov, so you have shnei deus, two people with seichel, two different seichels, plus a heker. So the Sefer Begin Lubosh says, the lo mahani heker rach mishnei bnei adam kevin sheish beis deos az mahani heker v'shinai. Aval halos basar al shulchan she adam echad ochel gvina lo mahani heker kevin delegen beis deos. Wow. You see, so he's saying that he thinks that the idea of a heker only would apply if there's also shnei deos. So, but if you're alone at the table, you're eating a hamburger, and then there's some milk on the. A carton of milk on the table. So then and even though you put a heker between you and the milk, it's still no good, because there's no shnei deus. If somebody would be having the milk there, So they're having the milk and you're having the meat. And now you have two different mindsets. Okay, one last thing. We have the pasuk in Vayera by Avram Avinu. He gave the malachim, right? V'yikach hema v'cholav ben bokar. So he gave them milk, meat and milk. Right? So what's the pshat? So look at the Lev Aryeh on page 22. V'zeh yuvin l'dayti birah kosov v'yikach hema v'cholav ben bokar asher oso v'yitayim l'fnei v'hu omeid aleim. What's who omeid aleim? Because he says there's a problem of ha'alah of basar and gvina biyachad. Right? There's meat and milk on the table. Avram Avinu was mekayim all the Torah before it was given. Lo v'imah shakosav la'el the isur halahu rak machmas gzeira mishum achila. So he wants to say maybe a shomer would work. So that's what it means. Who omed aleihem? He was the shomer. I guess what we saw in the Gan Melech, what we saw quoted. And then he wants to say that maybe even though Avraham Avinu was Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kula even before it was given, but only had a status like a Din D'Rabbanan. And by Din D'Rabbanan, maybe we don't have the Din Havala. So but that's how he wanted to learn. Who Omer Aleim, that he was the Shomer. Okay, so that's the story here with the okay, so Rabbosa, we officially have finished this packet. And so Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll continue with the next packet. Let me say hello to everybody. Hello, Ben Katz. How are you?
Good morning.
Rav Yosef Katan. Okay, Sani Spitzer. Yossi Wagshul. Avi Lichtschein. We have the shiur tonight. Are you available tonight?
I might be. Is it the same link?
Yeah. Finish your course?
Yeah, this is the last week. We're wrapping up finals, so I'm not sure if the story is later because I might have to wrap the thing up, but definitely next week.
Maybe. Okay, Danny Liu, how are you? Rav Ezra Hess. Okay, Ravelli Deutsch, Michael K., Yossi Wachshul, Benji Katz.
Hi, Rabbi.
Okay, you need to get a good thing so I could see you.
I'll try to work on it. I'm sorry.
Okay. Okay, it's good to see you all. We'll see you, Bez Hashem, tomorrow, Bez Hashem. Kol Tov, have a great day.